launching from an Etherport at RBN, cruising at light speed. Here's your host, Steve Starrs.
Welcome back again, everybody. It's another Monday, and I am Steve Starrs. Glad to join you. You know, everybody kind of groans about Monday, but I always get off, as I say, on being here because I'm fresh, you know, and I look forward to this show every week, to be honest with you. And I know if I were doing it 5 days a week, and thank God for Mike Rivero, pray for him, and people like that that are working here, Julie, Michael, all the people at the network. I know it's tough, you know, and Monday is on Monday. But for me, it's exciting because I get a chance to talk to you, and I love this show. I love getting a chance to do it. Hey, and I've got a great guest coming on with me that I just did a show with earlier today, and I've just gotten to know him pretty well. His name is Craig James. And his website, you know, is really excellent. It's called justinformednews.com. And I'm going to plug it because, you know, we got to network, friends, is what we got to do. Maybe, you know, Craig is he's doing shows over at 1360 KHNC AM covering the morning slot, which is, you know, 2 hours early morning drive time. It's very valuable. But I mean, he's had great people on. He had General Douglas McGregor, who is, one of the top military advisors to Trump. He has people like that on there that he's talking to all the time. And they're very alert and aware of what's going on. And they get down to real business, not the fake news stuff. So he's got some great stuff. And we're going to be bringing him on in just a second. I just want to let you know that I'm excited about the show. And we're going to just flow a little bit. He went out to see The Sound of Freedom, the movie. He talked about that a little bit. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but we're going to be talking about all these child abductions as well as the potential of dirty bombs and cluster bombs being used in Ukraine. We're following that very closely. And I am so glad to have this show and this time and this availability to speak to you folks. And we're going to give you an inspirational touch, too, because Craig always does that. And he's got a very close relationship with God about all that he does. The news is one thing. He's very newsy, and you're going to find that out very quick. But he also has an inspiration and a hope for you, too. So we don't want you to go away feeling like everything is so depressing. There is no answer. Let me see. I don't know, Julie, if Craig is with us yet. Let's see. Craig, are you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, my pleasure. Like, you had me on earlier, and now I have you on. Now we're networking with a lot of great people. RBN is, if you know anything about the network, it's been here for many years now, and we're keeping it going. I mean, the people here have decided that we're not going to let this go down. We're not going to let them take away our free speech. So, you know, you're about that. I know you've been around. You've got such a past. JustInformedNews.com website. You need to go there. Take a look at this. You'll be quite impressed with some of the things he's had on there. Well, you know, Craig, where did you want to go? You want to talk about The Sound of Freedom, the film? You were talking about that a little bit earlier today. You saw it over the weekend. You don't go to a lot of films, you said, and this one was impressive, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty passionate about it. Like I was saying on my show earlier, you know, I haven't been to a movie theater in many, many years. Matter of fact, my wife and I have never actually been to a movie theater together to see a movie. We've been married for several years and many years. And basically, you know, I saw this movie. I knew it was coming out, and I knew I wanted to support the work that they were doing with bringing and shining light on this child sex trafficking that is happening on a global scale. And that's one of the things that this movie highlights. And I believe that, you know, these messages that we can get out into the kind of the culture need to be gotten out there. And the conversation needs to be taken away from the taboo category and brought into, we have to be able to be open and talk about it, because that's the only way we're going to stop this
right.
Scourge on our earth.
Yeah, it is a scourge, it's for sure. You know, the last verse in the Old Testament talks about God saying that he was going to send the prophet Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers towards the children and the hearts of the children towards the fathers, lest I smite the earth with a curse. You know this makes the Father in heaven very unhappy, very, very unhappy. And, of course, this is a very deviant and dangerous and awful and atrocious practice that is getting worse. You know, I had that clip. I can't remember whether we ran it on the show a couple of weeks ago. We might have. But this UN director, a former UN director of all people, you know, in sustainability, said there are as many as 8 million children being abducted every year. That is more people than the population of Austria, ladies and gentlemen. What it's more than the Holocaust, if you believe the 6 million number, you know. I mean, this is how bad it is on these little children all over the world right now. We've got to put a stop to this. And I'm glad this movie came out. I haven't seen it yet, but I hear it's pretty touching, isn't it?
It was, and the good thing about the movie is that, you know, it's got its, you know, just to kind of give you a rundown of what the film is without giving away the plot, it details the story of children who are being trafficked, and this cop, who's played by Jim Caviezel, who obviously played Jesus in The Passion for the Christ, The Passion of the Christ, he plays a Department of Homeland Security agent who essentially makes it part of his life work to go and rescue these children because he gets frustrated with the fact that they are arresting these pedophiles, these people who are preying on the children, but they're never actually rescuing a lot of these children because they're being trafficked globally and it's outside the purview of the United States government. So he decides to essentially in the movie and in real life go rogue. This is based on a real DHS officer agent named Tim Ballard, who has started a organization where he helped basically find and free and save children who are being trafficked globally. And the whole character was based off of that. Now, one of the crazy things your audience needs to know about this film is that Disney and Fox News both held this film, withheld it from the public, basically owned the rights to produce it or to put it out in theaters. It's been finished for over 5 years, and they put it on the shelf. And it makes you really wonder why the executives at Disney and Fox decided that this movie shouldn't be seen by the public. My question is, who made the decision at those networks or at those organizations to keep this out of the public eye, and why would they do that? And if you ask me, my personal opinion is that there are people inside of those organizations who don't want the world to understand how child sex trafficking works globally because they may be either engaged in it or there could be a number of other reasons. I don't want to get too speculative here, but it does shine a light on that. And if you want a little bit, we can tell your audience about how they can get tickets for free to see this movie. That you can get, your audience should know that if you want to go see it in the theaters and maybe, you know, you're a little tight on money right now, you can go online and get tickets for free right now. And I'll tell you about that in a minute if you want.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways you can get the tickets, and you can get them for free. They're not that expensive to buy, and if you want to buy one and you know, pay it forward for somebody else, you can get people out to see it, and it's doing very well in the box offices. But you know what Craig has just said, that Fox and Disney both withheld this film, which is really dangerous and really creepy because, well, maybe they're thinking it's a little intense, a little too dramatic and problematic for a big company. But no, we know that these corporations are under the control of the globalist financing people, actually the environmental social governance of Larry Fink and people like that. I'm absolutely certain these major corporations are deliberately destroying themselves, and that is partially due to their need and the greed of Larry Fink, Vanguard, State Street, and people like that. Craig, I think that's what it's a lot about, because these people are controlling the market, aren't they?
They are, absolutely. And I'll just point out a fact about the movie itself, which I'm sure is just a complete and total coincidence, of course. But the movie, a part of the movie centers around, get this, an island in the Caribbean Ocean where children are brought to, who are trafficked to very wealthy clients who pay six figures to become members of this group. until about a year after that when this became really popular. So perhaps, and I'm just speculating here, obviously, that the parallels between what we saw with Epstein Island and why the Fox and Disney Corporation didn't want to release is because it was hitting a little too close to home, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, right on, right on. Good information. Hey, buddy, it sounds like maybe you're on a speakerphone, but you're kind of coming through a little muffled. Can you back off just a bit? Your voice sounds pretty clear when you're away, and we want to make sure we hear you really well. You know, it's an amazing story, though, and it's a true story, as we know. And we're going to keep following up on all this, friends, because it's getting out of control. And obviously, the references to Epstein Island are there, and these people, and we've had so many people talk about what has happened over the years is they can't keep it covered up anymore. I think that, you know, the people in the world, all the real adults and people who care about children, people who care about, who maybe if some of them have actually been through these horrible ordeals themselves, we need to get on the phones with our congressional representatives and say, this stuff has to be stopped, identified, and these people need to be apprehended. This is just absolutely out of control. If there's 8 million children every year being abducted by these oligarchs for transhumanism, this is going to bring down a curse, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think, Craig? You think so?
I would say, and I hope you can hear me well now. I'm on my,
yeah.
I'm trying to make sure I'm speaking well, but so I just did a whole report the other day on the southern border and just looking at the numbers there, right? So let's just take everything else out of the equation. Let's just look at our southern border. So to date, there are that we know about that DHS and Border Patrol have been able to document. We have 85,000 missing children, right? That's not to that doesn't account for also the fact that between 2020 and 2023, we have upwards of 500,000 or more unaccompanied minors showing up at the border. And that's just the one that Border Patrol has documented. So you know the number may be double or triple that. So we have 85,000 documented missing children. We have almost 500,000 over the last 3 years unaccompanied children coming. So the numbers are probably way higher than that, and that's literally just on the border between Mexico and the United States. So
wow.
Extrapolate those numbers out up into the global sphere, and you're talking about, like you said, we're talking about millions of children. We're talking about untold cost of human life, and we can't even stop this at our own border. The whole movie draws a light and shines a light on the fact that this is global and this is international and it's ongoing to this very, like, as we speak right now. So yeah. I'm hopeful that we can stop this, but we have to have a collective conscience to come together to say, this is wrong, A, this is immoral, this is evil, this is demonic, but we have to have pressure on these people, like our representatives and our law enforcement agencies, to take this on. I mean, they're saying that they're going to go after your grandma if she walked through the Capitol and behind the velvet ropes in Statutory Hall on January 6th. They're going to put her in prison for a year or two, and they're going to go after, you know, moms and dads who go to PTA meetings if they speak out against the LGBTQ cult indoctrination of their children. They're going to go against, you know, Catholics praying the rosary outside of an abortion clinic. But when it comes to children being trafficked, it's almost like you just hear crickets from these people. So we have to change that. We have to get together. And I was going to say before, you go to angel.com/freedom. That's where you go. You can, like you said, pay it forward, buy a ticket for somebody else to see the movie Sound of Freedom. You can get a free ticket there if you need it, if you can't really afford one right now. You can also get your tickets to the movie, just buy them through that website. I'm not even doing this because I don't have any interest in, no financial interest in this. I genuinely want people to see this film because it's provocative. It provokes emotion. I watched people in the theater audibly crying while watching this film because it's that when you are faced with the reality of it and you see the human toll, that's when it becomes real. Once it becomes real, people actually want to do something to stop it. When it's just numbers and figures you know, the way that they gaslight it in the media and say it's all a QAnon conspiracy that, you know, to even believe that child sex trafficking is happening. Well, it's not. It's not. And not only is it not that, it is a real demonic, evil thing that's happening that we can stand up against. And if we continue to make our voices louder and louder, things will get done to end it. And that's what I hope happens from this.
Yeah, great. Alex, you know, very well put and explained to all of us exactly what we need to see, what we need to realize collectively as the human race against these carnivores, these filthy people. And it's out of control. We can't let this happen anymore. And so, yeah, I'm glad that this film is out there. And it was what, Angel, what was that that site, Angel.
It's very simple, angel.com/freedom. And you'll see right there, they had a campaign called 2 Million Tickets. They tried to basically put on a campaign to sell, to have people buy 2 million tickets to give away to 2 million people to see the film. They've already smashed through that. They
Wow.
have already gotten 3.8 million tickets that have been bought by people who've seen the movie and decided out of the kindness and generosity of their heart that they support it and they want other people to be able to see it, whether they can afford it or... If, especially if they can't afford it, there should be no excuse. So 3.8 million tickets have been bought. They smashed records at box office. They were projected to make $18 million in their opening weekend. They ended up making $40 million.
Wow.
They ended up beating Indiana Jones, the whatever number sequel that it was, the woke Indiana Jones with the feminist theory protagonist, got blown out of the water by this movie. And let's keep making it the number one movie in the country. Let's keep selling out these theaters. Satan's going to put roadblocks in front of us. You know, there are a lot of people reporting at like AMC movie theaters and other theaters. They're actually purposefully sabotaging it by turning off the AC, saying the AC doesn't work in the theater, so it makes it unbearably hot. They're turning the volume all the way down on the movie so that you can barely hear it. They're doing a lot of things. You know, the devil is trying to keep people away, but by the grace of God, we will keep going and supporting it. And, you know, this is just one step, but it's a good step in the right direction.
Yeah, it certainly is. And, you know, I'm glad you were on the forefront of going out to see the film right away. I don't get out to see very many films at all anymore, and there's not many that I really want to see. Occasionally I see a good one. I like 1917. I like Midway. I like a few of the others. Yeah, I'm going to try to see this as soon as I possibly can because you know, it is something that we need to know about. It's very real. And these are the kind of movies that I used to want to make myself. I wanted to get into film writing and screenplay writing. And, you know, I tried it pretty hard and came pretty close. As a matter of fact, I wrote I don't want to get into this story about me, you know, when we're talking about such important stuff, but I wrote a film called Storm Hunters about guys who chased tornadoes with helicopters, right? And they were trying to find better ways of tracking them, and they actually did find a way to stop the storms using a scalar weapon, right? Okay. Well, that story and screenplay idea was floated by Amblin, you know, Amblin Entertainment, which is Steven Spielberg's company. And yeah, I had some really good people. It's hard to find good agents in L.A., to be honest with you, especially with the Writers Guild, you know, but they took the film screenplay over to basically the treatment to Steven Spielberg, and they had just signed a contract on a film called Twister. You know what I mean? I've also been a Lincoln person, and who would have thought that Steven Spielberg would do a Lincoln film, which is actually pretty good. I don't want to get into that as a side shoot. I'm just saying that when I consider that this property was locked up for 5 years, friends, you know, I'm telling you, you got some real problems here, some real issues. You can see what's happening.
Standing,
you know?
6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Lightspeed Times 2 continues every Monday with Steve Starrs, and today my special guest, sounded much better by the way, Craig, Craig James with us from his website. His website is called justinformednews.com, J-U-S-T, I'm sorry, yeah, I went to school, didn't I, J-U-S-T, justinformednews.com. Check it out. You know, there's so many things we could talk about, of course, and you know, a lot of what I was really interested in, what I was going to say, Craig, one of the stories that I saw that I was very interested in, you looked at everything that took place with the Durham investigation and how Durham was whittled down. See, we were talking about before the break how this stuff is being held back, like the story, you know, from Freedom Road was abducted essentially for 5 years. Look what happened to the Durham investigation that you put up on your website. I saw your analysis of that, and that's another part of what's happening here. All of these things are being held back in government. Most people don't know that Lauren Boebert, our own congresswoman from Western Colorado out here, has an impeachment passed on Biden right now. The Republicans voted for it. It is in House Committee, the House Judicial Committee, and it is also in the Department of Homeland Security dealing with the border issue right now. You need to get on the phone and thank your Republican congressmen or women. In this case, the ladies are on the forefront of the charge for what they're doing. And some of these other guys need to pick up the slack and get after it as well. We need to come after the Democrats and force them to see what they're doing themselves. I think we're starting to tip the balance in the middle. But Craig, you want to talk a little bit about you know, what you've seen with the Durham report and some of these other things that are out there too?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would preface all this by saying that I don't want to sound pessimistic, because I am an eternal optimist, because I have put my faith in Christ and I know how this all ends. But let's break this down in a couple different ways. The first way I would say we should look at it is Matt Gaetz did a great dressing down of John Durham during his testimony. Mm-hmm. He essentially said to him, look, you know, if you guys are familiar, if your audience is familiar with the Harlem Globetrotters, they play a team called the Generals, who are paid to lose. And it's all a theatrical play that they put on. It's not a real basketball game. Harlem Globetrotters became famous. They go out there and they do all the tricks and the fancy shots, but they play a basketball game. However, they have a team that they play every time called the Generals, who are paid to lose. And when Matt Gaetz made that comparison to John Durham, I thought that was probably the most accurate basic breakdown of it. Yes, John Durham may have set out with the best of intentions, but he was fighting against a huge machine that even he, with the best intentions in the world, honestly didn't stand a chance to really overcome. Now, that may sound like a pessimistic viewpoint, but to me, once you make that realization, for instance, you were just talking about Lauren Boebert. You were talking about the articles of impeachment that are in committee right now that are passed, right? That is essentially going to be dead on arrival in the Senate. And that's not my words. That's direct words from Lindsey Graham, the Republican senator who is supposedly a Trump ally, who I believe is equal to Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell and the rest. They're all in the same boat. They all go in that back dining room with that fancy china, and they laugh at us. You know, they tell us what we want to hear to get elected, but when the rubber meets the road and we need them to take action and do the right thing, they don't. Mike Pence, he could have sent the vote back to the electorate. Now, he just had a confrontation with somebody about that. One of the constituents was basically saying to his face, you allowed that election to happen. You allowed the 2020 fraudulent election to go through. And he said, if you think I had the authority to send that back to the states, you don't understand the Constitution. Well, no, I'm sorry, sir. You don't understand the Constitution. But even if he, let's put it this way, he wouldn't have done it anyway. These people are all in a big club that we are not in. So my solution to this is very simple. We can go for these bigger things like the impeachments and all that stuff, getting Congress legislation passed. That's all good. But we have to go after these individual senators and representatives. We need to primary them. We need to get them out of office. We need to get them as far away from Washington, D.C. as is humanly possible. People like Lindsey Graham and Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell, but specifically I talk more about the Republicans because, you know, obviously they're more in the base that we can control to a degree that we should be able to control in this constitutional republic, representative democracy, as they say. To me, we have to go after people like Lindsey Graham, get these people out of office because they're going to keep betraying us. Kevin McCarthy, I used to live in his district. I went to his office. I tried to confront him with 2,000 mules. I brought a copy of 2,000 mules and tried to personally give it to him. You know what happened? They wouldn't even let me in the door, Steve.
Wouldn't even let you in the door. Got another break real quick here, buddy. We'll come back to that. Maybe take some calls, too, if you want to voice in and add your comments here at the station. Craig and I are going to stand by. Another half hour set to go right here on Lightspeed, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They they can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Drop your silver in my tambourine. Help a poor man build.
Yeah, we're going to play some Green Tambourine right now. And this is what we need to do, is play that Green Tambourine with these people in Washington right now. We need to be telling them that they work for us and they're in trouble. They're in trouble. And I'm going to get back into what you were talking about, Craig, just in a little bit here. Craig James is with us today. His website is, you got to visit his website. It's called justinformednews.com. I think I've blown it 3 times now. Justinformednews.com. You got to go there and see what he's got up and listen to some of these reports. He'll have some new ones up. But, you know, Craig, what I was going to say is this. Kevin McCarthy, you know, he's there as a politician, and it takes 66 votes to impeach a president. We've never done it before, friends. Andrew Johnson escaped by 1 vote. Now, what happened with Nixon? He resigned because the Republicans were starting to shift on the Watergate, the whole Watergate thing. And he said it's better to resign than to be impeached. So he stepped down. And, of course, Gerald Ford, we know about him now, took over. And Nelson Rockefeller became the vice president of the United States. But here's the thing, friends. We got to put pressure on them. The Democrats are not like the Republicans. Republicans, when they see something turning and they know they're fighting a losing battle, will begin to flake over and fold into it. But the Democrats will ride this wild boar right into hell all the way. They will not stop. But we have to make them very, very unpopular, ladies and gentlemen. They need to be facing up for it. Yeah, it's going to be a fight, because that 66 votes has never been achieved in all the the years of the impeachment. And it was never going to happen with Trump either, to be really honest with you. You just can't get that many votes. So the whole thing was a staging event. But what they did, what the Democrats did, Craig, and ladies and gentlemen, is they wore everybody down. They just keep wearing everybody down. It's like the, I've said before, the story of the unjust judge and the widow in the book of Luke, chapter 18, where she kept after this unjust judge. We got to stay after him. So I want to get back to you, what you were talking about going to Kevin McCarthy. And Craig has been at this, friends, so many times. But go ahead and finish up, or go ahead and progress wherever you want to with that.
No, Steve, you're 100% right. I'd like to remind your audience to go check out your Substack, stevestars.substack.com.
Yeah, thanks.
They should go check that out, because there's a lot of great stuff there. And I think you hit the nail on the head, though. It's a war of attrition, right?
Yes.
And it is about wearing us down, and it is about basically wearing us to the point where, you know, it's like, do we even want to fight for Trump anymore? Do we want to be called racist, misogynist, this, that, and the other, and lied about in the fake news and all of that stuff? But we have to persist. Like you said, that's a great biblical reference to the persistence that we have to have in these kind of days. But what I'm also reminded of is, you know, the funniest thing about impeachment to me, too, like, I'm all for it. I think Joe Biden's a criminal. I think him and his son are criminals. I think half his family are criminals. I think they should all be in federal prison right now.
Right.
That's my personal opinion. But let me ask you this, Steve, and this is a question. I'll flip the table on you.
Okay.
How would you feel about if, let's say, Biden gets impeached tomorrow and everything, and Senate, you get 67 votes and Biden's gone. How do you feel about President Kamala Harris?
Yeah, that's a good question. It really is, because you have a whole staff here. You have Mayorkas and DHS. You have Merrick Garland. You have as Attorney General. And then, of course, this cackling nowhere witch woman, Kamala, I think is the way it's pronounced.
That's how you pronounce it.
Yeah, yeah, right. In any way you pronounce it, she's bad. But, you know, yeah, she has to be taken down, too. And all these people have to be removed, just like they had to remove Spiro Agnew before they came after Nixon, you know, and that was how they slipped Ford in. And I think the Democrats, though, they know Biden is losing it. He's going to be hard to defend. And whether Gavin Newsom is waiting in the wings or somebody else, we know that RFK Jr. is really putting pressure on Democrats right now to think about where this is going. And he is winning a lot of support, a lot more than the news media will tell you. You know, he came here to Colorado to speak on the steps about the vaccine, and all the major news networks didn't cover it at all. RFK Jr. out there, and he's now exposing what really happened to his father. He was not killed by Sirhan Sirhan. He was shot at, but the gunshots that killed his father were fired from behind, friends. That's what the autopsy reports. We've known this all along. We've been telling you about it. We've interviewed Dr. Pepper, who was involved with this. But anyway, I don't want to get too far off track, because I want to give it back to where you're wanting to go with this, Craig. We're talking about, you know, the persistence it takes. And you see, even mounting these kinds of attacks, which the Democrats did, they had no chance of winning either, but they kept up at it, and they wore down everybody with the sickening stuff. They were persistent where we're not. We have got to go after them and call them out and tell them that they're definitely guilty of all this border, what did you say, 87,000 border abductions of children right here in the U.S. right now. This is where we got to make them wear it, is what I'm saying. They've got to be held accountable for it, regardless of whether we win or not, friends. We've got to keep at it, right?
No, I agree 100%. And, you know, I would just add that that's why I believe the most effective strategy right now is going to be primarying and removing the rhinos and the neocons and the people who are not, fighting for the people. Like, even people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who, you know, I personally have always pretty much never had a problem with her. I thought she was pretty good, solid on a lot of things. Very recently now, she's kind of turned a little bit now and has pivoted to becoming Kevin McCarthy's little lapdog. She was just voted out of the Freedom Caucus. So because of her, the way that she was attacking Lauren Boebert and doing all these different things, that to me, and if you look at some of these women, and I don't mean to turn this into anything other than just a casual observation, but if you look at people like, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert, you know, I like Lauren Boebert a lot. I really do. And but the, her and Margaret Taylor Greene have something in common, and that is that they've just recently had divorces from their husbands. They have all kinds of weird kind of familial problems that just popped up as soon as they got into Congress and got these very high-profile jobs. And it happens, I think, to all congressmen. What happens is you have these people that go to Washington with the best of intentions who genuinely want to fix and basically take on a system that is broken. And what happens is the exact opposite ends up happening. They get there and they realize that it's so much easier to just go along, to get along, that they just gradually slide down this slippery slope, and they end up in this position where they've compromised so much that they, because that is what politics is at the end of the day, it's compromise. You have to give to get. And we need politicians, like, I don't know if you know that old movie, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington with Jimmy Stewart. We need Mr. Smith. You know, we need some Mr. Smith to go into Washington, D.C., and to actually fight with integrity. But the problem is, and people have made this, there was a, and I'll get into this briefly just to cover this, there was a whistleblower who came forward who talked about what happens, how these people become compromised, like how these people go to Washington and then end up just flipping the script altogether. What they'll do is, and this is just one of the whistleblowers who came out, I can't remember his name, I'll look it up in the break maybe, he says that what happens to these congressmen is they go to Washington, D.C., they start making friends in Congress. One of the guys, Madison Cawthorn, said that they were offering him cocaine and inviting him to sex orgies. That's one thing that was happening. That's how they compromised them. But another person came forward and said basically what they do is, this is like a guy connected to the CIA and intelligence. He was saying what they do is they'll invite one of these junior Congress members to a benign party with a bunch of people there. It'll be to watch a sports game or something. Something really benign and not bad at all. They'll slip something in their drink. Next thing you know, they wake up in a room with a bunch of Polaroid pictures taped to their chest that basically are of them in sexual compromising positions with probably children or something, you know, that effect. And they basically say, now we own you. And this is the beast we're fighting. That's what Jeffrey Epstein was doing. His little island was full of cameras because they were using blackmail. And that's kind of stuff that we have to be, that's why I like this movie Sound of Freedom, because it's taking this stuff head on. You know, we have to be able to talk about this to fight it to end.
Right. We really do, because that's the kind of tactics they use. Hey, we got a call from Michigan. Laura is there, wanting to ask a question or make a comment. Let's get to her really quick. Laura, are you
there? Hello, Steve.
Hi, yeah. Laura. How you doing?
Hey, I got to tell you about that movie, Sunday, and Dreary Truliers, Myrrh, at 4 o'clock on Eastern, she's on. She trashed that movie so bad. The movie, the people in it, the people who played in it, the people who financed it. I want you to listen to it yourself. I didn't have enough information to rebut what she was saying.
Well, what was the problem? I know Mert's a pretty good lady. I wouldn't think, unless there's something really not affixed to whatever it was. But, you know, I think that Craig said it was most of the audience was some people were literally in tears watching it and being awakened to this problem. So, you know, I kind of look at things as to the overall effect. Well, I don't know. You'd have to get Mert on, I suppose. What, have you seen it yet? Laura, haven't you seen
it? No, I have not. But that's why I couldn't, you know, comment on it when she was talking. But she just trashed everybody and the people who it was about and everything, you know. You got to listen for yourself, okay? Would you do that?
Yeah, I will. I'll give it a listen. You know, I guess it's kind of hard for me to comment on second and third hand accounts because I don't really know what.
Right, I understand
what you
that.
Had to say. Yeah, I do know that Craig has seen it and he thought it was. Well, Craig, what was your response with the audience? What did you hear there? What, I mean, was it? How did it come across there?
The movie itself was received really well, and to the caller's input there, I would say that sometimes you look at things in different levels, right? So if you want to go and break down who is producing and financing the film, and then, you know, for me, Angel Studios is the chosen connected. That's where they kind of got their big break. And Angel Studios has been associated with the LGBTQ stuff, and Dallas Jenkins is the producer over there. So I understand that, but you got to remember, for people who are not initiated and aware of this stuff, this child sex trafficking and all this stuff, this movie is breaking through the glass wall that's there, that thin veneer where, you know, the media tells you it doesn't exist, and then you see a movie that gives you this recreation of what actually would happen to a child being trafficked. So, you know, I understand it's easy to say, well, this person's associated with it and this company's associated with it, so just don't go see it, don't support it. But, I mean, how many movies are breaking through at this level? We have 2,850 movie theaters across America screening this film right now, and it is about child sex trafficking on an island in the Caribbean, and it tells the detailed story of children who are facing some of the most evil mankind can produce, can create. So the most evil things. So I understand, I think, what some of the critiques are. I share some of those with the company and everything. But at some point, you have to say, do the ends justify the means? And in this particular case, because people need to be woken, awakened to what's happening, I would say yes. And that is personal opinion only. But I would recommend you see the film for yourself and you be the judge. Don't let other people tell you not to see something, because then you're no better than, you know, the other side of the spectrum. You have to go and look at the information that other people are presenting, you have to look at the first-hand source, the first primary source, then make a decision for yourself. Don't let people tell you, because that's what the left does all the time. They say, don't listen to Donald Trump. Don't listen to anybody who has a differing opinion from you, because they're going to tell you things that are evil and bad. Well, maybe you go listen to Donald Trump and you think, okay, well, maybe he's not a Nazi. You know, it's like, so that's kind of my opinion on it, but I appreciate the call right. And the information.
Right, right. Well, okay, yeah, I think it's pretty good. You know, people need to be critical. I've been critical of some films that I've seen at times that I liked the theme of what they were doing, but I didn't like the presentation. And I thought, to be honest with you, I thought they let down the topic or the point of what they were trying to make by having a very poor production. It happens all the time. But from what I understand, a lot of people were deeply touched by the film. That's what you told me. I haven't seen it yet. And I just recommend people go see it. I think you can get a free ticket if you can't pay for it. Because people are actually paying for other people to go see it. And they've done very well with that, you know, paying ahead and passing it on and getting it to other people to these theaters to see it. I will go look at it for myself. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Merce's critique.
Well, you know, I don't like to hear it from her. And if she's out there, maybe she can call or straighten me out or whatever. But, yeah, you know, he said, she said, it doesn't go that far with me unless I know what the person has to say is and why,
right.
You know. So I do appreciate it, though, Laura. Thanks for letting
me
know.
Okay, good. Thank you. Bye.
I do like Murr, and I respect her opinion. So if she has some good reasoning, I'd like to hear it. But, yeah, from what I'm hearing, though, most of the people that come out of the theater are quite touched by it, and that's why I'm wondering why she might have those kinds of.
I would also add just that, you know, as a fan of film going back a long time, I know, you know, it's not the most it's not like some epic film like you were naming, some like 1917, etc. It's not like that level of filmmaking, because the story is a little choppy. It's three-part story, and they're kind of, you know, removed from each other to a degree. It doesn't, but the message itself is powerful, and it really is just about getting that information out. I thought they did a really good job for the topic that it was, because, I mean, trust me, this was not, it's not an easy thing to write a movie about this kind of stuff. I can't even imagine sitting down and trying to think out a script and do this kind of filmmaking. So I understand maybe somebody didn't like that it wasn't like, you know, but remember, they're also right. Not working with a top Hollywood budget, and so it's you got to kind of make those allowances, I think.
Right. Well, just the fact that it was held back for 5 years is suspicious in my thinking. You know, and I mean, I'm certain that in certain productions, as you've talked about as well, Craig, that there are saboteurs and people like that who actually go in and try to destroy films or do things that really take them off track. Mel Gibson has been trying to get a film out for years on the Maccabean Revolt, and his writer, he got into a fight with the writer. He owns the property, but he could never get the film out because the writer was had a strange bent on the story, and it really wasn't working between Mel and his writer, and the writer won't let go of the property at this point, so Mel is stuck with that. So yeah, there's all these contracts. It's just like we talked about with John Durham. You know, here he is trying to get a job done, and we talked about that before. Hey, we'll get back with you right after this break and kind of finish it up. So if you got some other comments, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back here on Lightspeed.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Going to wrap it up pretty quick here. I got Tom in Utah hanging. I'm going to get to him. But, you know, before we go one more time, I want to let you know about Craig James's website and how you can see the material that he's putting up there. It is Just Informed News, justinformednews.com. I think I got it right for one time, Craig. But get there. You'll be very impressed with some of the work that he's putting up there, visuals and things like that on Rumble, on BitChute, all over the place. So he's spreading out. Hopefully, maybe a slot will open up here at RBN. You know, we got some locations and stuff like that. Get you a Skype system set up and get you all rocking with us, Craig. Because we got a network, friends. We got a network so much. Let me get to Tom real quick, and then we'll try to let you finish up, Craig. Tom, what do you got to say, buddy? You got just minutes here.
Yeah, Steve, I just wanted to say, in defense of Murr, she was basically parroting what was the critics were saying, and she played those critic spots on the air. And so,
Did she see the film?
I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah, I don't know whether she saw the film or not either. It's kind of interesting. I hate to get into a controversy over critics over the film unless I know these people have seen it and they actually can say. I'm really aghast at what to say. I guess sorry to fall apart on that, but people need to see it for themselves and decide. Any other comments, real quick, buddy?
Well, I talked to Shannon. She works there with Cup of Joe. Does that ring a bell with you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Have a cup of Joe. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I did a program with Cup of Joe way back. Oh. And I just left Shannon a note to get in contact with you and get us together.
Okay.
Maybe I could rehearse with you what we covered back then. Anyway. Yeah. No, I think Murr was simply just trying to stimulate investigation or critical examination of the whole thing.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with being critical. Hey, thanks, Tom. We got to get rolling here. We're about out of time. Craig, your show is running from 7 to 9 our time here in Denver. That would be 8 to 10 Central, 11 to, or I'm sorry, it would be 10 to noon on the East Coast. But anyhow, you can tune him in 1360khnc.com and listen to the show, or go to his website and you get a recap of all those, the things that he talked about, and usually segments from the shows that are up there. Craig, glad to have you on, buddy. We're going to have you back. Any quick words before we go out? Got about a minute.
Thank you, Steve, for having me on. It was great having you on the show this morning. It was great coming on here to this show today. Wish you all the success. We'll stay in touch. Make sure that you go check out Steve's Substack, stevestars.substack.com. Check out all my stuff at 1360khnc.com. All my links are there. But this was awesome, and hopefully we'll do it again soon.
Yeah, great to have you, buddy. Great to have you along on doing that slot in the morning for us. It's really a blessing. And by the way, Craig, I'll speak for him. Friends, if you're looking for hope, there's only one place, and that is your Savior. The question is, where do you want to spend eternity? I know that sounds old, but, the reality is, if you want a real investment program in your retirement, so to speak, you better get on the ball with this, because the other alternative is not good. You don't want to go there. You think this is bad right now, wait, you see the late judgment that's coming. So, once again, hey, be cool. Stay with it. Stay tuned to RBN. Help us out of the network. We will see you next week, and keep at it until we do, right here on RBN. Thanks a lot.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health?
You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.